This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
Rape the star, a person she knew was guilty of rape, laughs and brags about it, and we have the tape, and most people in America have never seen that.
Well, look, I mean, this is, again, one of the challenges of having, and what you have is a establishment news media which will do almost nothing to hurt Hillary Clinton while doing everything to hurt Donald Trump. In this case, by the way, 2 years after that trial, a law was passed that's called a rape shield.
Yeah.
And these are the kind of reasons it was done. Here's a 12-year-old girl who's already been humiliated and put through the terrible damage of being raped, and now she is further humiliated by the female attorney,
Hillary,
whose job is to destroy her at 12 years of age.
And she did, and it ruined this woman's life. You know, one of the most, I think, egregious things I saw in WikiLeaks, nobody's reported, is actually an email that between Podesta and Jennifer Palmieri, it says, I know she has begun to hate everyday Americans, but I think we should use it once for the first time she says I'm running for president because you and everyday Americans need a champion, Podesta replied. And then Palmieri said, truth. They're saying she has contempt. And then there was another point where they said, you know, their email outlines an effort to produce an unaware and compliant citizenry. They have contempt for the American people, and they admit it.
It's going to be very hard in the next 2 or 3 days to go through all this material. See, I think part of what it begins to reveal is how genuinely radical the Clinton team is. So there's an email where they are mocking Rupert Murdoch for having become Catholic, and where they're describing the Catholic Church as this weird, reactionary, old-fashioned. I mean, begin to realize these people are genuine radicals who have total contempt for Christianity and total contempt for organized religion.
It is beyond anything.
Hannity, of course, with Newt Gingrich. And Newt's going to be with us, I think, next week. He's going to be with us. Looking forward to talking with him and Calista as well. You know, maybe it's good that Yom Kippur is taking place today. It started last night at sunset. And the Jewish faith and the Jewish people can teach us so much about the Sabbath of Sabbaths. Yom Kippur is observed as a day of atonement in the Jewish religion. Falls in the month of Tishrei on the Jewish calendar, marked by Jews around the world, according to our Gregorian calendar. We're looking at, it taking place in around September, October. Here we are, October, and it is taking place. And there are several prayers that are pointed out, that are prayed during this Day of Atonement. I especially appreciate this one, Alchet, and I may not be saying that correctly, so all my Jewish friends always make fun of me whenever I try to. Because I wasn't raised with this, but this is one of the prayers. Each line begins with, for the sin which we have committed before you. It says, for the sin which we have committed before you under duress or willingly, and for the sin which we have committed before you by hard-heartedness, for the sin which we have committed before you inadvertently, and for the sin which we have committed before you with utterance of the lips, for the sin which we have committed before you with immorality, and for the sin which we have committed before you openly or secretly, for the sin which we have committed before you with knowledge and with deceit, and for the sin which we have committed before you through speech. There's more to it and other prayers that make up this Sabbath of Sabbath, the Day of Atonement. Yom Kippur is a day of fasting and a time that the Jewish, our Jewish brothers and sisters, you know, come together and come into the presence of God. I mean, this is also a time when, the chief priest would go into the Holy of Holies. This was the only time that it could take place at this time of year where, the Jewish people would come together and admit their human failings and look to a holy God to get them back on track. All previous maybe vows of the year that may have been made inadvertently, maybe made purposely, are canceled during this process as well. I think a blessed time of year, and maybe something that we need to do in light of this contentious political season that we're in. It's easy to stay in the flesh and be carnal and be the effect of it, but this is not what a holy God wants for us. May we make a wise choice.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, it's going to happen, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to be up to me and you. It's going to be a grassroots movement. That's the only way it can happen. Top down is what got us into this mess. But it starts with us, we the people. That's what this Constitution is all about. No matter what right, privilege, responsibility, it starts with us. We can always look in the mirror with the ills and problems that we have in this day and age that we're living with, that we're thrusting upon our kids and our grandkids. That's what I think about. You know, what kind of America are we going to turn over to the next generation? It is a bit frightening, but Sometimes, as they say, it has to get absolutely dark before we can appreciate the light. Dr. John Lott is with us. He's called by Newsweek the gun crowd's guru, author, lecturer, nationally famous economist as well. Dr. Lott, always good to have you with us. Congratulations on the new book, The War on Guns.
Thanks very much for having me on. It's great to talk to you again.
Well, John, here it is. We've got Hillary Clinton making it real clear that vacancy left open by the passing of our judge Scalia.
Antonin Scalia,
that she wants to put somebody who is going to be more aggressive on the Second Amendment.
Right. Well, I mean, it's more than just being more aggressive. It's pretty clear, even if she doesn't want to publicly state it, that we're talking about whether or not the government has the power to ban guns. So mm-hmm. The Supreme Court decision in Heller was very clear. It said that Washington, D.C. had completely banned handguns, and even though you could technically own a rifle or a shotgun, if you actually put a bullet in the chamber of the rifle or a shotgun shell in the shotgun, it was a felony, punished by 5 years in prison. You didn't even have to fire the gun.
Right.
And so her statement that she wants to reverse it, she keeps on adding, well, for reasonable regulations, but the only regulation that's changed as a result of reversing Heller would be that the government, whether it be local governments or the federal government, would have the power to again completely ban guns.
Mm-hmm. And that's the bottom line of all this, is that let's just ban it. I mean, we're going to just continue to progress. This is what progressives do. They move the ball down the road a little bit at a time. I mean, and along with it, the ends justify the means. So even though you misrepresent gun restrictions as they stand today, it's all okay. I mean, you know, some of the things she spouts off, it's like, wait a minute. You lose credibility with people of conscience and people of truth when you misrepresent things like saying there's no there's no gun clearance at a gun show or anything that's done over the internet. I don't know that, at least I've never experienced being able to buy or sell a gun over the internet that didn't have to go through its proper channels.
Right. Well, look, the media, I think, has been, I don't know, really bad in terms of how it's described, the situation. But it's, mm-hmm. it's said over and over again, it says, well, she's not going to remove the Second Amendment from the Constitution. You know, the fact checkers say it's simply wrong to go and say that she wants to eliminate the Second Amendment. You don't have to pass another constitutional amendment to accomplish what she wants to do. She, mm-hmm. who you appoint as justices to the Supreme Court will make all the difference in terms of what the amendment means. Mm-hmm. So right now, the Heller decision was a 5-4 decision. And with Scalia's death, it's a 4-4 tie in the Supreme Court. You have four members of the Supreme Court who do not believe that there's an individual right to self-defense, let alone an individual right to self-defense with a gun. And so whoever appoints the next Supreme Court justice is going to break that tie.
Exactly.
Make it possible for them. But the thing is, we know places like Washington, D.C. will immediately pass a ban. We know California, for example, they have quote-unquote safety regulations. You know, you'd be able to drop a handgun from a tall height from top of a tall building onto concrete without it being damaged, and micro-stamping rules. Since 2001, over 1,200 models of handguns have been banned from being able to be sold in California. There's literally only a dozen handguns models that can legally be sold in the state.
Mm-hmm.
Within a few years, it's very likely there'll be zero handguns will be allowed to be sold. So you've effectively used these safety regulations that really have nothing to do with real world safety issues with guns that will ban handguns in the state. If Hillary Clinton wins, that ban will be able to be in effect. If Trump wins and appoints the people that he wants to appoint to the Supreme Court, then I strongly believe that that ban, when it actually kind of finally takes effect, so there's quote-unquote standing, there's mm-hmm. no handguns that are left right. to be able to be sold in the state, would be struck down.
Mm-hmm. Well, Hillary has suggested that whether by the Supreme Court or executive order, she's going to put pressure on that, isn't she?
Well, I mean, there's two ways. One is she's promised that she would appoint justices to the Supreme Court who would overturn that decision, as well as she's promised that they'd overturn Citizens United, which, in case people don't really realize the facts there, the federal government was arguing that it had the power to go and ban movies during election years that they deemed to be political. Also, they deemed that they had the power to ban books that they deemed to be political during election years. So it's not just the Second Amendment, it's the First Amendment, and there are many other issues mm-hmm. with regard to the First Amendment that she would be changing.
Yeah.
We'd be living in a very different country. You know, it's just, if you told me 20 years ago that a presidential election would be determining whether or not the government had the power to ban movies and books, that you'd have political appointees that would be making those decisions, I'm not sure I would have believed you.
Yeah. Well, John, doesn't Citizens United also involve, you know, all this big money spending that's been going into elections as well?
Yeah, but the case itself dealt with this notion that, look, we've limited how much you can give to a campaign, mm-hmm. and so companies will go and give money to candidates through other ways. So they'll go and they'll publish a book. You know, so Simon & Schuster or Regnery or somebody could publish a book during an election year that would be making political arguments that would be, that could affect the campaign, or that they would be, you know, Sony or Columbia or who, you know, Golden Mayer would be producing a movie, releasing mm-hmm. a movie during an election year that dealt with political issues. And that would be companies' way of getting around the campaign finance rules.
Exactly.
But to give the government the power, I don't think most people realize that that's what's being debated here right now. If they think that the government should do that, then fine, but at least they should know that that's what's being debated.
Exactly. Well, we've got more to talk about with Dr. John Lott, his new book, The War on Guns, Arming Yourself Against Gun Control Lies. John, the book available at all the usual places, correct?
Yeah. I think the cheapest places are Amazon and BarnesandNobles.com.
Well, of course, and we'll have it linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. More from Dr. John Lott on the other side of the break as our conversation continues right here on Bill Martinez Live. Stay with us. We're coming upon 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters. These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's 800-328-1860.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardivite. Cardivite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardivite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
I love you, baby, and if it's quite alright, I need you, baby, on the lonely night. I love you. Baby.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live. You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we got it. It's Bill Martinez. You got it 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Back with you. John Lott's latest book is called The War on Guns, Arming Yourself Against Gun Control Lies. I mean, for example, Chicago has some of the strictest gun restrictions in the United States, but Chicago's murder rate soars 72% in 2016, and shootings are up more than 88%. Hillary says that we have a gun epidemic, and of course, her and the left wing of the Democratic Party, that's what they say, but you know, what do they mean by that? Dr. John Lott?
Right. Well, I mean, obviously there's a lot of drug gang crime that we have in urban areas. The problem is that the types of laws that she puts forward are going to disarm the most vulnerable citizens in our country, making, and not the criminals. I mean, to think that these background checks and private transfers are going to stop drug gangs from getting a hold of gangs,
as
we've been able to stop them from getting a hold of illegal drugs that they sell by simply banning drugs.
Yeah.
The issue that you face, though, is that these types of background checks that she's pushing have real costs, and they could be easily fixed, but the Democrats refuse to fix them. And one of the problems is that when she talks about 2.4 million dangerous, prohibited people that have been stopped from buying guns, what she really should say is that these are just initial denials and that virtually all of these are mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
That they're law-abiding people who simply have names similar to the people that we want to stop. So, you know, the simplest example I could give is the late Senator Ted Kennedy, where he was stopped from flying five times because he had a name similar to someone who was on the no-fly list. The thing that most people don't understand is that the government has all the information that it needs to accurately do these background checks. They have the name, the Social Security number, address, and birthday. But what they only use is a similar name, so phonetically similar names, so you could have one person Smith with an I and another person Smith with a Y and an E. And the government will view those as identical individuals. They don't even look to see whether the middle name is the same. And so you have somebody who's John Smith with all the different possible spellings for John or Smith and the same birthday. They don't look at Social Security number and they don't look at addresses. You can have a lot of people who end up being confused. And the thing is, these errors overwhelmingly tend to be for blacks and Hispanics. And the problem is that it's gotten worse under President Obama, because at least in the past, if a mistake was made, the government would go and eventually, in most cases, fix it. That may be a year, maybe a year and a half, but they would at least send you a letter saying that they had made a mistake. Now, President Obama has removed every single person who used to do the checks. And so you can appeal, but it costs literally thousands of dollars. And so you have primarily middle and poor blacks and Hispanics that are being stopped from being able to go and buy a gun. Now, and that's not the only problem. These checks are costless. When President Obama pushes for these from the White House, it costs $125 to privately transfer a gun in Washington, D.C. Again, who do they think gets stopped from doing so because of those types of background checks? It's basically poor people, particularly minorities who live in high crime urban areas of D.C.
So what are they going to do? They're going to go get a gun under the table somehow, illegally.
Right, or they're going to be law-abiding and be defenseless against the criminals who aren't going to be paying these $125 fee to go and get a gun in D.C. And so, and again, it's something that could be easily fixed, but I think it gives you a real idea what their real agenda is, as you were pointing out earlier, and that is in 2013, when Colorado was trying to pass its background checks on private transfers, I got a call from some state legislators asking me what amendment they should put up. And I suggested they put up an amendment that would exempt people below the poverty level from having to pay the new state tax on transferring guns.
Mm-hmm.
With the exception of two pro-gun Democrats, every other Democrat in the state house there voted against exempting people below the poverty level from having to pay the new state tax. And I can give you many other cases like that where Democrats will time after time vote against people below the poverty level from having to pay the new state taxes or fees that they want to have. I mean, how many taxes can you think of where Democrats will consistently fight tooth and nail against exempting people below the poverty level? And I think it goes to show that the reason why they're pushing these laws is primarily to disarm law-abiding citizens, particularly poor minorities.
Well, let's look at the poor minorities. I mean, you know, of course, it's a bit unfair because basically, based on what you're telling me, is the government has really pushed them into a no-win proposition. If they're that threatened, they're going to find a way to get their hands on the guns. And so now it's an illegal proposition. And it just seems, you know, so unfair. But yet here the Democrats are talking about being the champion of the poor.
Right. No, look, we know what types of individuals are most likely to be victimized by violent crime or property crime, and they get harmed in many different ways. I mean, they get harmed from the fact that physical harm, but they also get harmed because of high crime rates make it so that businesses and jobs move out of areas that are there.
Right.
And so, you know, not allowing people to defend themselves makes it easier, less risky for criminals to go and commit crimes. And harms these individuals in many different ways.
Well, John, I'm in Florida right now where the Stand Your Ground laws have been debated and brought to a national light here. And you say that that's, you know, some of the best crime deterrents we have.
I have a chapter in the War on Guns that looks to see who benefits. I have a lot of data specifically on Florida. And what you find is that the people who are most likely to use Stand Your Ground laws are minorities, blacks in particular. They're the ones who are most likely victims of violent crime. So it's not too surprising that they're the ones who are going to be most frequently using their guns to protect themselves from criminal attack. And not only are they the ones who are most likely to use their guns in defense, but they use Stand Your Ground laws more frequently and they're more successful in when they do use that. And so the question becomes, if you were to go and get rid of Stand Your Ground laws, the very minorities that Democrats say that they want to go and protect are going to find themselves more likely victims of violent crime because if it's less risky for criminals to go and attack them, there'll be more attacks that occur.
How many states embraced Stand Your Ground laws?
30
of them. Well, the other thing you address in your book, The War on Guns, Arming Yourself Against Control Lies, is the gun-free zones. I'm with you on this. I've mentioned on the show on several occasions, having gone to a movie, a local movie house here, and there were notices up in the front of the building saying this is a gun-free zone. I went to the manager. I said, are you kidding me? Do you realize what you've just done? Well, it's corporate policy. The heck with your corporate policy. You're going to be liable because you're putting all of us at risk by putting that sign, because now you've invited those with guns to come in and know that it's going to be like shooting fish in a barrel here. Thank you very much.
Right. Look, the War on Guns spends a lot of time on this, not only looking at the U.S. evidence, but across the world. And what you find is how frequently these killers explicitly explain why they picked the targets that they did and say that they did so because they want to go to a place where they know victims can't defend themselves.
This is
the case this spring in Detroit, where a father was concerned about his son's involvement with ISIS, had gone and told the FBI about it. The FBI put a tap on the son's phone, and they recorded a chilling conversation where the son explained that he wanted to attack to a compatriot, one of the largest churches in the Detroit area.
John, we got to leave it right there because we're out of time. Dr. John Lott, his book, The War on Guns, it'll be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com, available at Amazon and all the usual places. Dr. Lott, thank you so much for being with us.
Flu season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious, and that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details. It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin, barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you had in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You've reached Bill Martinez live. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day, ladies and gentlemen. 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Great to have you along with us as always. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. You want to drop me an email? We'd love to hear from you. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. And thank you for taking the time to write. I know sometimes some of you are hesitant, and I can sense in your heart that maybe there might have been something discussed that was a bit disturbing, but I want you to know, feel free. This is a, we're not into political correctness. This is a show about you, and I really love to hear from you. And I know sometimes it's hard and it's disturbing, but hopefully you know my heart that we're not here just to cause offense and to upset things, but we want to open up the discussion and give you the sense and confidence and comfort to know that this is a safe zone, that we can have a conversation and talk it out, because that's how we get to understand one another and appreciate our worldviews and what we bring to the table in order to advance the cause and advance the American way of life here. We've got, speaking of which, Donald Mazzella is with us. He's a political lifestyle expert, a veteran newsman, and political commentator. Don, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you back with us. How are you?
Thank you. Good to be here.
A lot has been discussed here. I say a lot, and maybe it's small a lot. We're starting to hear more and more about Danny Williams. And Danny is now 30 years old. He has been saying that, Bill Clinton is my daddy. And, and so this sounds like something out of, some sort of shopping cart magazine deal. But the fact of the matter is that, Danny is not going anywhere. And he just, all he wants to do is meet his dad and shake his hand.
Well, I'm a little dubious of that. I originally covered that story back when it broke in the 1990s. And The immediate answer I've heard and seen is that the DNA test was inconclusive. We have better tests now, but it's interesting. Neither side wants to submit to the DNA test.
Mm-hmm.
So that to me makes the doubter that I am.
Right.
I doubt it very seriously. There are many people that wish it were true, and God knows Bill Clinton has had great opportunities for this to happen.
Right.
But also don't forget, he supposedly paid her $200 to have sex, and which is, by the way, less than former Governor Spitzer just
exactly.
paid to keep his peccadilloes secret.
Right.
It's a story I know we'd love to have legs as we approach the presidential final 26 days. But I'll put it out. He's guilty of so many other things. If you view his extracurricular activities as being outside the marriage bond, this one, you know.
Yeah, I'm kind of like with you. Is why bring it up now? It's just more noise. And with all the other things, I mean, Donald Trump, of course, prior to the second debate, had the gals that. Yes, it involved, the former president, then Governor Clinton at the time. But I think more to the point, he was trying to say, forget about what Bill has done. It was Hillary's response against these women in objectifying them.
Oh, absolutely. But again, I'd like to make the point that all this is noise deliberately set up by the Democratic Party, because if they ran on their record, they'd be losing 47 of the of the 50 states.
Mm-hmm.
They're being very smart about it, and the conservative side is being very, in my view, very stupid by talking about this rather than what are the real issues of this campaign.
Exactly, right.
Which is the economy, stupid.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, it's in bad shape. I just saw a little piece today in the paper where small business confidence took a nosedive in September. What we should be concentrating on right now is how are we going to get out of this morass? How are we going? Which of the two candidates will present a plan or a concept that will get us moving?
Yeah.
That, to me, is what
I agree with you, Don, and we were saying that earlier. You know, who has the vision? Who has the winning vision here? They can get this country back on track and truly move us forward. It's been rather interesting. The fingers from the Democratic side have been pointing towards the Republican about their, impending implosion and all their division and stuff like that. But it's like the old saying, when you point one, you got three coming back at you. The Democratic Party itself has been dismembered. I mean, they're hanging on by the hair of their chinny chin chin, and anything could cause them to fall apart, because the left wing is taking them to zip codes that heretofore they never thought that would be possible.
Absolutely. By the way, my radio partner is Dan Perkins.
Oh, I love Dan. In fact, we had lunch yesterday. He came.
I know.
Yeah. Okay.
He wanted me to say hello, but he called me just before we went on the air to point out the Rasmussen poll. Now, Hillary Clinton has thrown everything but the kitchen sink at Donald Trump, and yet the L.A. Times daily tracking poll, Dan just told me, has them dead even.
Mm.
Now, that's a testament to the Democratic Party and what they've done, but it's also a testament to Donald Trump. They've thrown everything at him, and he's still standing.
Mm.
And if my political instincts are correct, I think eventually he will win through.
Mm.
But any other Republic, Republican candidate, I believe, would have won this election going away. The fact that we have a tight election, mm-hmm. and the fact that if you keep reading the emails, which the media ignores, the national media, mm-hmm. about the leaked emails of Hillary Clinton and the foundation and everything, mm-hmm. The woman has never met a payroll. Has never, her answer to everything is government spending.
Right.
And that is not the answer. You create jobs by having a robust economy. And right now we don't have that. And, her idea is we'll throw all the coal miners, out of work because, coal is, quote, bad, unquote.
She's determined it to be. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You know, and this is the thing, the track record is clear, but that's why if we keep it in the hyperbole and we keep it into the emotional realm, then they have a shot at it. But it is amazing. I agree with this polling evidence, you know, from Rasmussen that I respect highly. It's one of the few that I do respect, for them to show what's going on. And this is in light of, you know, Republican leadership heading for the exits and Donald Trump, pretty much, you know, feeling like he's on his own here.
Well, he's been on his own. If there's a fault that he shares with Barack Obama is they think they know better than the rest of us.
Mm-hmm.
And the point is, at this juncture, he should be reaching out to the Republicans, the on the street Republicans, the mm-hmm. leadership. No matter what happens at the end of this election, the two parties are forever changed.
Yes.
There's no doubt. I happen to like Representative Ryan very much, having worked with him personally.
Mm.
But I think he made a foolish mistake in not backing Trump because, in the end, I know he's trying to save the House, but I don't think the House is in danger, and I don't think the Senate's in danger.
Right.
I've been wrong before in my lifetime, but...
Well, it's like one of those decisions you have to make. If you're going to fall on the sword, make sure it's the right sword you're falling on. Don Mazzella, veteran newsman and commentator, COO of Small Business Digest Publications, author of many books, including An American Family Sampler. Don, thank you so much for being with us. This is Bill Martinez.
This
live
is brought to you by GOPO. Many adults in the U.S. suffer from occasional joint discomfort, which can limit an active and healthy lifestyle. Clinically proven and used extensively in Europe, GOPO is now available in the U.S. to help support long-term joint mobility and cartilage care. This all-natural supplement, which contains galactolipids, is specifically designed for joint care. The key is galactolipids, which occur naturally in rose hips and are thought to play a valuable role in the care of joint tissues by stabilizing neutrophil membranes and reducing their migration into inflamed tissues. Additionally, GOPO's powerful antioxidants combat free radicals that result from chemotaxis. Dr. Kai Winter.
GOPO is not a drug, but an all-natural supplement that you can feel confident taking for long-term joint care. At just 3 weeks, 8 out of 10 users reported positive results with no reported side effects. This could help reduce the barriers that joint conditions inflict on people's lives.
For more information on achieving long-term joint health, visit gowithgopo.com. This report is brought to you by FEMA and the Federal Alliance for Safe Homes. No matter where you live, natural disasters can strike at any time. Right now, it's hurricane season, when tropical storms and hurricanes can bring dangerous, costly flooding and wind damage along the coast and inland. So take the time to protect your home and property today and get hurricane strong. Leslie Chapman Henderson, CEO, Federal Alliance for Safe Homes.
More than half of U.S. homeowners are without adequate property insurance to make complete financial recovery after a hurricane. So with peak hurricane season underway, it's vital that families not only have an emergency preparedness plan for safety, but a financial plan to help them build back, bounce back, and recover quickly from a worst-case scenario. Contact your insurance company for an insurance checkup today and invest in flood insurance. That way you'll be protected the next time tropical or severe weather strikes.
Know your risk and have a plan. Get hurricane strong. For more information, visit ready.gov or flash.org.
You know about RVs. You've heard about bunkers. But surviving is not recreation. And man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com. Providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic Readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled AKASHICUniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
Getting America back on track.
It's alive!
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Good to have you along with us. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. Not sure if you caught this New York Times feature, which has quickly led the new book, Designing Your Life to Become a Best-Selling Phenomenon. It's written by Dave Evans, a designer of the Apple Mouse, co-founder of Electronic Arts, and Bill Burnett, head of the design program at Stanford and part of the team that created the first consumer laptop. It's based on the course that they teach, which is the most popular class at Stanford University. As they advise in their Wall Street Journal piece, don't worry about finding your passion. Think like a designer. Guys, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Good morning, Bill. Good to see you.
Hey, good to have you here.
How are you?
Yeah, if you can see me, you've got this technology that came from the NSA here, because I thought we were just on the phone here. Now you're scaring me. I mean, I'm just a little skittish because I saw the Snowden movie over the weekend, so I'm just a little nervous. I'm covering up the camera on my laptop right now just to make sure, you know.
Good to be here, Bill.
Hey, great to have you both with us. So you guys, Bill and Dave, you're teaching this class, and out of this class comes, a process, because I think that ultimately it's like the number one question that we have, you know, who am I, why am I here?
What do I do with the rest of my life?
Exactly.
Everybody at every age asks the question, what's the rest of my life going to look like? And it turns out most people care about that a lot. You know, and so it turns out, you know, we sometimes say we're the guys that teach the class to figure out what you want to be when you grow up. There is no such thing. What do I want to be next as I continue growing into my better and better self? That's what we help people do.
Well, especially, you know, Dave, when they have to go home to Thanksgiving and talk to the parents and explain what they've done with their $250,000 that they spent at Stanford on their behalf, right?
Well, sure, people would like to know what that education is about, but it turns out people ask the question, oh, you're majoring in, you know, creative writing with a minor in history, what are you going to do with that?
Right.
And the question, what are you going to do with that, is not a helpful question. Within 5 years of graduation, 75% of college graduates are doing something other than they studied. So that's not as big an issue as people want to think.
Right. Well, Bill, what about, design thinking? In design thinking, how is that differing from regular old thinking?
Yeah, we don't mean to put a lot of jargon in place here, but
you know, we about 50 years
ago. You have to be professors at Harvard if you start throwing jargon in, because you know, the bigger the jargon and the new words and the concepts and everything, which is all basically the same thing, right? It's still 1 + 1 equals two.
It is, and we're sort of, you know, West Coast guys, so we try to be kind of practical. And both Dave and I are, you know, we're engineers for a long time. Yeah. So, you know, we teach this method of innovation. My students go out after they learn this, they go out and they work at Apple and Google and Facebook and places like that, and they come up with innovative products and services. But designers are really good at working on problems where you're trying to create the future, trying to create the new laptop or the new iPhone, but you don't know what it's going to look like and you don't know what features it's going to have. So you just build lots of prototypes and test with users. So the basic principle of design thinking is just that, you know, like if I'm trying to engineer a bridge, well, that's easy, relatively easy, because I can know how strong the steel is and I know how much a car weighs. Mm-hmm. And any engineer will get pretty much the same answer. But in design, you're looking for that, you know, kind of that magical thing that everybody's going to fall in love with. Mm-hmm. While in design thinking for your life, you're saying, well, I don't know the future. I can't predict whether I'm going to like a job or not like a job. So our advice is, all right, get curious. What are you curious about? Two, have a bias to action, mindset of designer, build something. Try a prototype, do something real quick, a prototype experience or a prototype interview. And then three, you know, test and repeat. How did that work for me? Test it against your own values. We have people write a work view and a life view. What do you think work is for? What do you think life is for? That's your compass. Once you've got that in place, you can move forward.
Hey, Bill, can we hire you to take over our government?
We have a can we,
I think we could straighten out these things really quick. Dave, you know, you guys are engineers, so you have that wiring and that kind of mindset. And some people might say, well, of course, you know, because they're engineers, they're into the practical side of it and thinking like a designer. But there's some of us that, you know, we love the passion. I mean, we want to enjoy what we're doing. You're not necessarily short-circuiting passion. You're just saying sometimes we're driven so much by passion that we miss the practical aspect of what we're supposed to do, right?
Well, we want to combine those. And the question is a passion a practical starting place? We love passion. If you're having a passionate life, that's fabulous. Mm-hmm. But for most people, passion is the outcome of a well-designed life, not the starting place. It turns out, according to the research, about 75 to 80% of people don't have one focused, life-organizing, passionate interest. They have multiple interests they can't pick from, or they don't even have one particular focus that drives them forward. So when you say, what's your passion, is the starting place, most people don't know what to do next. So let's not start with a question that leaves 8 out of 10 people outside the boat and floundering in the water. That's a bad place to start. Let's start with your interest and your curiosity and build forward, and then let's grow a passionate life. That's a better way to go for most people.
Well, Bill, you talk about determining the right problem. You touched on this just a moment ago, but I wanted you to drill down a little bit more onto it. You know, that's problem finding is important as problem solving.
Yeah, most people, when we talk to them, they're working on the wrong problem. They go, you know, I don't like my job because I hate my boss, or I don't like my job because I studied the wrong thing in college or something. And, you know, it's hardly ever the right question. In 14 years of consulting, the clients always started with the wrong problem. Typically, it's a solution masquerading as a problem. So if you spend a little bit of time getting clear on, is this really what you want? Is this really the thing that is you're going to be your life? You know, a lot of people are still doing what their mom wanted them to do, or what their dad wanted them to do.
Right.
They're not living their life. And so you got to get all that stuff out of the way, and you got to really make sure you're working on the right problem before you put a whole lot of time into solving something that isn't going to make you happy.
Yeah, I call that living a life as a round peg in a square hole. Not a whole lot of fun.
Yeah.
You know, when you're living somebody else's passion, somebody else's life. Dave, you know, I thought this was interesting when you talked about establishing your work view versus your life view. Explain that to our audience, if you would.
Well, you know, very often somebody walks up to you in the street and goes, hey, how's it going? Hey, Bill, is it working for you?
Mm-hmm.
How do you answer the question? We want to give people a chance to hear from themselves. What do I think good work is? Work's not the only thing. It's not designing your career. It's designing your life. But it's the big chunk of the expression of our human energies. It's the biggest thing most of us do is that thing we do during the day, unless you're on the swing shift.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's life. What's life for? What's it mean to be a person? What is the good life? So let's take a couple of minutes. People often say, well, I don't have one of those. You know, well, yeah, you do. You just haven't sat down and thought about it. There's no such thing as not having a point of view. Mm-hmm. So if you can articulate, what do I think good work is? What do I think the good life is? Then I can start answering the question, is this working for me? And that is the way to get to a life that fits and is meaningful. And people want a meaningful life.
Well, according to labor studies, roughly 10% of the labor force has what you would call as a fulfilled, work view and experience, you know, which is really kind of sad. You know, you think about 1 in 10 people.
It's very sad.
And you say, wow, what are you doing with your life? In relevant to work view and life view, how purposeful is that, right?
Well, and people feel really trapped, you know. You're right. 87% of the people say, I'm not engaged in my job. I don't care. I'm just doing it for, I'm doing it because I have to.
Right.
And this sense of being trapped is the worst. I mean, when you're doing design, and we were working on the first notebook computers, the first PowerBooks, it was like, we didn't, you know, sometimes the whole project thing got stuck and we didn't know what to try next. But designers have processes, you know, mindful process. We brainstormed a lot. We built a bunch of prototypes. We tried a bunch of things with users. And so it's the same thing in your life. Everybody, we're going around the country doing workshops, and people are saying, you know, I'm really stuck. And, you know, I didn't go to Stanford, and I don't have a lot of privilege. I got to make money. I got to put money, you know, put on a table for my family. But everybody has some freedom, some control of what happens next to them. And so all we're trying to do is give people really simple tools. Set a low bar. Try a couple of things. Clear that bar. Get some confidence that you can do this, and then just keep repeating. And everybody, you know, everybody can get unstuck if they just, you know, think like a designer.
Yeah. Well, you call it wayfinding. It is a process, and sometimes, especially now in this culture, and I imagine with the kids that you're dealing with, the young adults and adults that you deal with here, is that I call it the microwave generation. You know, we stand in front of a microwave and we yell, hurry up. It's just, you know, even the microwave's not moving fast enough these days. So we're all so much in a hurry, but the wayfinding is a process. Like you said, when you experienced, getting bogged down in developing the laptop computer, which just had to be an incredible amount of fun and challenge at the same time. But you have those varying, bookmarks where you get, you kind of hit the wall there. And, you wonder, okay, but you just stay with it and you go through the process. And the design begins to reveal itself, which is, at that point, just got to be extremely rewarding, right?
Yeah, we misperceived that, you know, you can figure your life out, that there is an answer, it's hidden somewhere, and once you get it, you're good to go. And if I'm going to microwave an enchilada, you know, I know exactly what I want. I want this thing thawed out, I want it to be hot, and just get this to me as fast as I possibly can. But life isn't like that, you know, so what we're doing is when you realize we're trying to find our way into the future, not navigate to a place we know exactly where it is. When you're finding your way forward this way, that discovery process is most of what life is about. So first of all, you get to calm down a little bit because you're not in a big rush, and you really get to enjoy the process as well as the result along the way.
Well, 10 seconds.
You frame it that way, that's easier.
Well, 10 seconds left here. Where can they go for more information? Can you direct them to a website?
Sure. Go to designingyour.life. So designing your life, just with a dot before life. And there's a lot of tools there, all of our worksheets and some videos about how to do this stuff.
Well, good stuff. Bill Burnett, Dave Evans, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682, 1-800-591-1682.